This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, just kicked off another global transmission of the most demonized, most hated, most lied about broadcast in the world by corrupt global corporations, by Chi-Coms, by communists, by pedophiles, by scumbags, by fractional reserve banking cartels. Thank you so much for joining us as we steam into what I have predicted and what many others have predicted is going to be one hell of a tumultuous, out-of-control, dangerous year. There's going to be a lot of opportunity and also a lot of civil unrest, a lot of economic turmoil, I think a lot of war. So everybody better decide which side they're on. A lot of people don't even know what sides there are. And that's why the globalists don't want this show on the air, because we're laying out from the globalists' own white papers, their own statements, how the cow ate the old cabbage, and creating a very accurate map for folks to overlay with the disinformation that they see in mainstream media, to try to then come up with a solution to counter the globalist technocracy. Obviously, Apple just tanked more than 10%. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, is down 650 points and still dropping. Oh, and Bloomberg's got the big headline right here. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on Newswars.com. Bloomberg. The Trump slump. Why the market said goodbye to the Trump bump? Well, because the Federal Reserve raised a bunch of interest rates and signaled with regulations that the Democrats and the deep state were going to ignore all of the innovations and the attempt to release a lot of hidden technology to get us out of the technology slump that they're blaming on the global market downturn right now. So they openly did this. And now they think you have no memory and that you're not going to remember what they've done. They're openly cheerleading for the economy implode and then blaming Trump for it. Just like they've said in Europe, we're going to blame Italy for an economic downturn. We're going to blame the UK for trying to get out of the unelected EU. It's the exact tactic of economic terrorism. But even bigger than the Federal Reserve raising all these interest hikes they never once did with Obama, they've now done, what, eight times with Trump and signaled more to come. Even worse than that is Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out impeachment for Trump. And she's called for his indictment before. So the fact that she's about to be sworn in as the Speaker of the House, if it hasn't already happened today, the fact that that crypt keeper is back in, and the fact that this is being broadcast everywhere, means that America won't be open for business and that we'll go back under the globalist plan to break our will, to demoralize us and create economic warfare. And, of course, we've got Nancy Pelosi's daughter wearing crazy cat lady glasses to hide the fact that her and her mother have gotten over $1 billion with her dad since Nancy was in the House. She's a little trendy, non-threatening nerd. That's her camouflage for a vicious corporate witch. She's the same one that called for Trump's delegates not to be seated and for him to not be inaugurated on the 20th of 2017. When I said this was traitorous and outrageous, didn't call for her death or any violence, she went on Fox News and said I was calling for violence. And we confirmed that they approached the Justice Department and demanded that I be arrested. But it's okay. She's wearing pink cat lady glasses. So if Hitler wore pink cat lady glasses, it'd be okay, right? And that's the whole leftist thing. Hi, everybody. We're not monstrous demons. We're not trying to sexualize your children or overthrow elections. No, my mommy didn't get $1 billion with daddy since she's been in the House when she had nothing. We're not gangsters all mobbed up. No, no, no. Mob bosses look like Don Corleone or Scarface. They don't look like me. there's like a lot of, you know, people kidnap kids, had a little ice cream truck, they wear little glasses, got a puppy, come on, everything's okay.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Wow. We're already into the third day of 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And when you share those links, when you spread those articles, when you tell your neighbors and your friends and your church and your coworkers about Infowars.com, when you spread the word, it is absolutely earth-changing. It is absolutely sending chills of fear into the spines and into the backbones of the globalists. They saw the exponential growth rate of Infowars.com 2.5 years ago, and the fact that it was already the biggest multimedia news program in the world, and that it was exponentially growing, and so they said, okay, instead of ignoring Infowars, we've got to psychologically inoculate people with disinfo and lies about it so that those spreading the word of mouth will be scared to talk about Infowars.com, lest someone, you know, tell them, oh, that's an evil site, or, oh, that site hurts the children. It's not the globalist-run Vatican raping children by the hundreds of thousands. It's not the UN kidnapping children by the tens of thousands. It's not all the Arab Spring funded by Obama and the Democrats killing hundreds of thousands and putting tens of thousands of children and women into sex slavery. No. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what it is. It's all Alex Jones. It's all Infowars. He's the bad man. He's the one that's got to be stopped. Well, we told you, and Trump told you, that the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, kept raising interest rates, that it would trigger a downward spiral in the economy. We pointed out the private Federal Reserve, tied in with other multinational banks, had called for China to continue to have basically unlimited free money and 0% interest rates, and that everything was rigged against the U.S. So Trump tried to fight that. And now they've had all these interest rate hikes, and they've signaled more interest rate hikes. And that's driving down the economy. But bigger than that is Nancy Pelosi, about to be sworn in as the Speaker of the House, says she won't rule out indictment impeachment for Trump. And that's basically her saying she wants to indict him. Hank Johnson, the guy that says that islands float, has come out and called him Hitler and said that he should be thrown out of office. We have Sheila Jackson Lee and Alexandra Cortez calling for reparations to be paid to black people. Now, you've seen what government paychecks to black folks has done. It's ruined their communities. It's none of that money comes without serious strings. And this is just a country being torn apart at the seams. And a lot of people in the world had hoped that Trump could turn things around. They had hoped that we'd really be open for business. But a year and a half in, they saw things began to reverse. And so now, a growing U.S. economy, new jobs coming back is not seen as something that is an absolute, not as a sure thing. And the establishment bets on one thing bigger than anything, and it's that you'll be lazy. And part of that laziness is mental laziness to not have a memory and just not care. And you run into people that haven't trained their memories, and you run into others that had a weak memory before, but as they get older, it just gets non-existent. They're living in this moment to moment, and not in a good way. They're not even really conscious. They don't remember that Trump just 3 months ago said, you want to be like Venezuela, you don't let us win the House and Senate, it'll signal they're going to win, and it's going to be really rocky, and that stock market's going to go down. That's a fact. But see, that was 3 months ago, 2 months ago. Hard to believe November and the election was just 2 months ago. Here it is, Bloomberg, the Trump slump. Now, if I put this image out, they'd call it fake news. But all it is illustrative. That's all it is. Just like him standing over the little girl he supposedly took from her mother. Wasn't a real photo, never happened. But it's all the image they need, the image of his red tie being red tape, or the country being in the red and celebrating, trying to drive the nation back under the waves of despair. And there is their illustration, their fake news, the Trump slump, why the market said goodbye to the Trump bump. And the real reason is the Democrats are making very demoralizing, warlike statements about how they're going to kill Trump, how they're going to indict Trump, how they're going to murder his family. Republicans are getting shot. They're getting their ribs broken. They're getting attacked. And nothing's being done. And so that's then taken by people in D.C. and New York and other areas that were thinking about fighting for the country. And they're thinking, man, this nation's full of a bunch of traitors and a bunch of collaborators and a bunch of scum. Because people like Nancy Pelosi's daughter can get up on air and say things like Trump is going to get his head cut off by my mother. Oh, but he'll never even know it. Well, of course not. If you blow somebody's head off or cut their head off, they usually don't know what hit them. And that's the whole statement, to embolden their criminal forces. That's why they said the deep state's going to kill this guy. That's why they said there's seven ways to Sunday to do all this. Because they've got to go around person by person and intimidate and threaten everyone in his administration. And most of them turn to the other side and say, fine. And they're always being told Trump's going down, you're going down. A lot of them then hedge their bet and they say, okay, I'll start giving you intel on Trump. And then as soon as their traitors giving intel, they go, hey, that's classified information you gave us. We'll sick Mueller on you if you don't give us more. And what really makes the deep state mad is that Trump has good instincts. $2 trillion that we've spent in the Middle East, just in Afghanistan. So that's Central Asia. It's like $5 trillion in the Middle East the last 30 years. That's more than all our education put together. Just in the sandbox of death and blood, we should put a wall around it and let them all kill each other. And Trump says all that is there is sand and death, and that's why they hate him.
You used the word slowly when you're describing the withdrawal from Super.
Yeah, I never said fast or slow.
What's your timetable? When do you want troops to be out?
I know somebody said 4 months, but I didn't say that either. I'm getting out. We're getting out of Syria. Look, we don't want Syria. Obama gave up Syria years ago when he didn't violate the red line. I did when I shot 59 missiles in, but that was a long time later. And when President Obama decided not to violate his statement that never crossed the red line, and then they did, he didn't do anything about it. You know, making a threat is okay, but you always have to follow through with the threat. If you're going to make that threat, you can't make a threat and then do nothing. So Syria was lost long ago. It was lost long ago. And besides that, I don't want, we're talking about sand and death. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, vast wealth. We're talking about sand and death.
You're not talking about a war that generates freeing countries and empowering everybody and getting access to resources for everyone. You're talking about sand and death, Dick Cheney's war. And that's why both political parties say they hate him. And it's why Alexandria Pelosi, the little queen of all the stolen money with contracts to her dad that mommy gave him, she's up there in her pink glasses saying that we're going to cut his head off and he'll never know it.
Approach meetings with President Trump, A, and B, just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's all you need to know about her. No one ever won betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's persevered. You got to give her credit. No matter what you think of her, you have to give her credit because she went, think about it. Think about all those presidents she's endured, right? She was the Bush, the Clinton, she's been through it all. So she's been around. This is not her first rodeo, as your friend Kate.
And they're gearing up 84 fake investigations to bring down our president and kill market confidence. And then they tell you it's Trump's fault. When we come back, though, let's look at something really interesting. The Chinese just landed their probe on the dark side of the moon. We're told it's the first probe to ever land there. We'll tell you the rest of the story and show the amazing video and describe it for radio listeners on the other side. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Communist Chinese in 2018 said they would land a probe on the dark side of the moon, and they did do it just yesterday in 2019, if you believe them. And that's a question. You know, the media says that I say we faked the moon landings. I said that there's a lot of secret government technology and a lot of it got covered up. They had backup plans and that a lot of people have died in the secret test pilot and secret space program. And that's a fact. So mainstream media misrepresents what I've said about it. I know we can get to the moon. I know we can go to the Van Allen radiation belt. I know that I have personally been friends with multiple individuals that worked on the Apollo program, and they told me it was 100% real. But there was a lot of times they had to go dark and a lot of other secret stuff that was going on that they were compartmentalized from and that was secret. Now, obviously, when the Chinese craft goes onto the dark side, it's in a dead spot, like being in a cave, your cell phone doesn't work, so they're unable to transmit the images back, I guess, until their rover gets data, gets back on the spacecraft, takes back off, and then can transmit back to Earth the images it's gotten. If we don't start seeing those images very, very soon from the mission, then we know that we're being handed a bill of goods. Here you're seeing film footage reportedly shot on the moon in the different Apollo missions, starting with Apollo 11. Now, you look at the film footage that was shot in the 1960s, compared to what the Chinese put out, and our stuff looks just as good as what the Chinese has put out. So if we did fake it, we faked it better than they can do in 2019. Again, if you're a TV viewer, you can see some of the last images they were able to shoot right before their lunar lander landed and was unable to transmit over the horizon from right at the edge of the dark side of the moon. We can pull up some maps that I saw earlier of where they specifically landed. I know that jet airplanes are real and take off and fly around the world. I know that they had hot air balloons 600 years ago. I know they've dug up batteries in ancient Greece and ancient Rome. I know that we can do incredible things. I know this technology that we're using to broadcast right now is real. I know that we can create clones of humans. So, yes, I know we have space technology. I believe that they're suppressing a lot of the technology. The evidence has showed that, and Trump has talked about that. So I believe the Chinese have gone to the moon. The biggest issue is that they did not have enough robotic control in the late 1960s, early 70s, to send robots to the moon, period. And so they sent humans. And it's very, very risky, and it's very, very embarrassing when they die. And that's the rest of the story, is that I've been told by folks, without getting into secret stuff, which they wouldn't tell me, that they could only give me examples in pop culture of what was really going on, and that there was a large and still is a large secret space program. About 90% of the space program is secret. And there have been many, many moon missions, and there have been many missions to the dark side of the moon. I was told by Buzz Aldrin on this show probably 10 years ago, we ought to find that interview and re-air it, that we should send our next probe to the lone moon of Mars, because the lone moon of Mars has a perfect obelisk on it transmitting a radio frequency. That they'd known about that frequency. They had telescopes that were looking at it since the days of the book being written, 2001, Space Odyssey. In fact, there's the interview. It was erased off the Alex Jones channel, deleted, but somebody else has it. And that's Encyclopedia Britannica. Or I guess now they feed other people's info over everything I say. And that's the astronaut himself. Can't listen to him, second guy to walk on the moon. Got to listen to Encyclopedia Britannica. But go ahead and expand that. I want to tell people the site that is. That is Floyd Anderson. So that's Floyd Anderson has that interview saved, so you can go hear it for yourself from 2009. See, I said about 10 years ago, and I'm right, 10 years ago. My memory serves. But, oh, that's the new thing. All news on YouTube now, Google parent company, Alphabet parent company of that, force feeds you CNN videos, the top 30 on top, and force feeds overlays to CNN.com of the president speaking. When he speaks now, they put CNN over him. There's an article on InfoWars.com about it. The article says YouTube begins inserting CNN articles over all political videos. It's worse than that. I went and looked this morning. I went and looked at Trump's latest speech, his cabinet meeting. It's all force-fed CNN fact-checking him. A pack of criminal liars. They're breaking in over the president. See, first, we're just going to break in over the KKK. And then we're going to break in over Alex Jones. And then we're going to break in over Franklin Graham. And then we're going to just ban everybody. It's here. Congress must act. This is outrageous. Sorry, I got sidestepped or sidetracked by that. The rest of the story is, I was talking to Buzz Aldrin out in L.A. once, and I'm not going to get into the details of the meeting. I met with him once in L.A. and then talked to him on the phone a few times out in L.A. And he said, Alex, we've got a lot of secret stuff. And they get really mad if I tell you about this. We've got a lot of fans at NASA that want you to get things straight. He said, the Chinese the next year are going to say they're going to do this and that because the Indians, we're working with them. They're good guys. They're going to crash a probe in and discover pure water. They're going to crash the probe, eject it up, so they can be the discoverers of it. Let me just say, we know all about the water up there, my boy, and we've been all over the moon. And I'm just like, okay. And I did kick that young man's ass that said I was a liar. There's a famous footage of him knocking people out to get in his face. And so that's Buzz Aldrin. And that's what he told me. And then about 8, 9, 10 months later, I'm walking through an airport, and I look at the cover of the magazine. It says, Indians crash probe, discover water, and even where they discovered it at the pole. And I remember Buzz Aldrin going, yeah, we like to dole it out slow to them, son. They can't really handle it. Let's just say we get the right type of president, there'll be some big announcements. You know, NASA helped innovate all the technologies of the world, and if we were just able to release some of the new technologies we've got, my boy, well, let's just say our problems would be solved. But there are certain people that don't want the public to have all that, and I just think they deserve it. After all, you did pay for it. I did pay for it, son. But you can bet your bottom dollar we've been to the moon and a little bit further than that. That's Buzz Aldrin. And I'm going to leave it at that. And then he got threatened not to talk to me anymore. And he won't talk to me anymore. And that's fine. But, oh, I guess if this video was allowed on YouTube by the censors that had Encyclopedia Britannica over it, maybe saying I'm a moon landing hoaxer, which I'm not. See, but that's what you go to Britannica to learn, I guess, these days. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side. But to be clear, I don't think there's any human slaves on Mars, and I do believe the Chinese just landed on the dark side of the moon. So congratulations to them. Congratulations, commies. Took you 30 years longer than us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning and his one-note song. I think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding
Rosen, Mr. Rounds, Mr. Rubio, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Sass, Mr. Schatz, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Scott, Mrs. Shaheen, Mr. Shelby, Ms. Cinema, Mr. Smith, Ms. Stabenow, Mr. Sullivan.
That is the horrifying sound from our satellite feed directly in the House chambers of Nancy the Swamp Creature Pelosi. If we can, let's go back to that audio. Just keep it ambient in the background.
Mr. Van Hollen.
Of Nancy the Swamp Creature Pelosi.
Is Warren.
About to be sworn in after they do this roll call.
Mr. Wicker.
In front of Congress as the new Speaker of the House. And then you can get ready for the 84 and more. They're starting out with 84 new investigations that they plan to launch against President Trump and the American recovery and our attempt to take our nation back from the globalist. And we've seen draconian un-American censorship. We've seen big tech openly moving to China. We've seen the total sellout of our civilization. Now, if we cannot get the narrative out to the public that we're fighting just to get control of our country from the globalist, we'll lose the fight with the globalist. I know it's not fun to admit we've been taken over, but they're even to the point of sexualizing our children and doing things that adults would be called perverts as parents. If you were trying to tell your child at age 5 they were another gender, if you were reading them books about men having sex together or men and women having sex together, you would be called a weird pervert sexualizer of your child. But now they have Desmond the Amazing, who's all over national TV the last 4 or 5 years, who's now 11, who goes to gay strip clubs to dance on stage and have men throw a child money while he's dressed like a girl, shaking his butt. And the news praises it, and then not in one, not in two, but in postings all over now, we're finding. Why is Desmond so amazing? He looks drugged out of his mind. Let's show some of the other photos. Just type in the amazing Desmond or Desmond Amazing and click Google Images, and or show the videos we were showing the other day. He's talking about snorting ketamine. There's posters behind him talking about date rape, Rohibanol, amnesiac drugs used in orgies. And this is what we put up with, this poor little abused child, in my view, up there. We showed some of the videos the other day of the transformation. That's him a couple years ago. Let's show the particular new videos. Yeah, that's some of the new stuff up there in the left-hand corner. Some of the videos that you showed the other day, one is with him with two adult gay men with the word Rohibanol behind him, rubies, roofies. And then there's the other video of him talking about LGBTP. And then there, yeah, I mean, look at him. He looks like he can barely open his eyes there. Look how bombed out of his poor little brain. And there's a poster about Rohibanol with a little boy jumping rope dressed like a girl. So here they are sitting on a couch, two adult men with an 11-year-old boy who looks like he's drugged out of his mind. And there is images of children skipping rope. And it says roofie under it, or Rohibanol. And then there's open paintings that this artist sells about Rohibanol. Let's go to, we'll get back to this in a moment. Let's go to the Vice President Mike Pence set to swear in Nancy Pelosi. This is the dark days we're facing. Here it is.
The previous order, the leadership time is reserved, and the Senate will be in a period of mourning business with senators permitted to speak therein for up to 10 minutes each.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I ask unanimous consent the Senate proceed to the consideration of S-Res 1, submitted earlier today.
Clerk will report the resolution.
Senate Resolution 1, informing the President of the United States that a quorum of each House is assembled.
Is there objection to proceeding to the measure? Without objection, the Senate will proceed to the measure.
As unanimous consent, the resolution be agreed to and the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Without objection. Pursuant to Senate Resolution 1, the chair appoints the senator.
And again, this is obviously the Senate swearing in. It's been bouncing back and forth, the satellites. We've got the House going as well. So we'll watch that as it all unfolds. Okay, let's go back to where we were. You've got the amazing Desmond, who I see all over the news, just how wonderful it is, and he's the example, and your kids should do it too. And he goes to schools and talks to kids about how you can change your sex, you can go dance at gay clubs, and they have the adult, quote, drag queens there to teach the kids at career day. This is a great decision for you as young as age 5, and this is what's going on. Children looking drugged out of their minds with paintings behind them celebrating Rohibinol. And everybody in this photo, if you're watching or the video, looks like they've been taking something like Rohibinol, the date rape drug, the amnesiac. Now, let's continue. You then again have him in videos talking about how LGBTP, everybody's in the club, and then talking about snorting ketamine off of his wrist and getting high. And the poor little thing looks like he's about to die. He's being sacrificed by this evil system. And I predict he'll be dead on this current course by the time he's 16. And they'll say, poor little amazing Desmond. Everyone was so mean to him. Everybody was so bad to him for so long. Because of his trans nature, he committed suicide. It'll be a drug overdose. You know, the group that dies the youngest of suicide, of drug overdose, of being actually abused, not by the heterosexual community, but by whatever you call this community, are the trans community. And they get kids and they convince them to have their testicles removed or to be chemically castrated and then to go into a lifestyle that, man, I was in some regular topless bars, some in college, and didn't like them. And got drugged to them a few times, you know, after I'd be at some comedy club or something. Oh, let's go to this restaurant and, you know, you're in another city and you walk in and it's a topless bar. And I just couldn't wait to get out of them because there's just, it just feels plastic. And I'm not judging everybody that goes to them. But man, can you imagine walking into one of these and there's an 11-year-old little boy up there dressed like a girl shaking his butt and he looks bombed out of his brain and then that's on TV as a good thing and then it's all over the country it's being done? You see, if the globalists can't abort our children, if the globalists can't get that done, they are going to try to destroy them outside the womb and destroy their reproductivity because men are who can fight tyranny. And the powerful alpha males in control, just like a lion, will kill the dominant male cub because they want to get rid of the competition. It's the same thing. That's what this whole situation is. Celebrating the drugging and having sex with children in your face, and the government-run schools now a conduit to strike your children dead with this lightning. We'll be right back with the open celebration of abortion in the schools in children's TV shows.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within
minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you think about how evil the Democratic Party is and how they represent the globalists, and how we're so close to taking the Republican Party away from the globalist blue bloods, it makes my heart skip a beat, really. Nancy Pelosi is being worshipped right now live on C-SPAN as they're preparing to have the vote to then move towards her being sworn in. And to watch the fawning and groveling during the break and to know how truly corrupt and evil these Democrat big city regimes are makes my head spin. But the good news is people are voting with their feet. And the biggest exodus in the country is out of beautiful Vermont. It was once totally conservative like Texas 50 years ago. And now Vermont is worse than San Francisco, but they're having record exodus out because almost everyone is sick of living under the oppression. And, of course, New York is trying to say Trump's the reason people are leaving New York. No, they're leaving because of you, Cuomo, who said if you're a Christian or you're anti-abortion or you're a gun owner, you're not welcome. He said if you're a Christian conservative, you're not welcome in New York. And you're like, that's a crazy statement. No, that's who he is. Just like he said, America was never that great, and it'll never be great. Close quote. America was never that great. And it'll never be great until the socialism. That's the quote. That's the quote. You have to understand, these are the people hired by globalists to bring the country down. This is who they are. This is what they do. They told Trump he's bad to say we even have a nation. Every channel. Remember Don Lemon? Oh, I have to apologize to viewers having to hear that. That is, he just said nationalist and nation state. In fact, yeah, let's hear Cuomo, and then let's go to this live feed in the House of Representatives where the enemy, by massive fraud, was able to get control of the House and now has 84 investigations, none of them to do with Russia, of the president and his family, the golf courses, everything, going back 50 years to Fred Trump. And then he set up tax systems with trust funds for his kids. That's what everybody does. People make $100,000 a year, set up trust for their kids. And you sure better set it all up by the time you die. You better give it all away to somebody or they're going to hit you with that death tax. Which, again, the globalists all avoid. The ones always calling for higher taxes pay almost no taxes. They all go to Congress with no money. And they become billionaires like Nancy Pelosi and her crime dynasty and her disgusting family. And I say that because they're always on my butt. She is a thug. She'll kill the First Amendment just as sure as the sun came up. Hell, they've already done a pretty good job. Here, let's hear some of this babble.
In our Constitution. He knows government is not the source of our liberty. Rather, it is instituted among men and women to secure our liberty. Leader McCarthy has led us through the 115th Congress in unmatched historic productivity, including passage of the historic Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, because we know, Madam Clerk, that the American people know better than the government how to spend their money.
That's the Republican speaking. When you hear the Democrats speak, it's literally like hearing a lobotomized...
Leader McCarthy led us in passage of the Support Act, providing
weasel.
Important...
All right, let's go back to what I was hitting on. Because we've got Nancy Pelosi green-lighting that they won't rule out trying to indict Trump or impeach Trump, as if they even have the power to indict. But that's her using the term of the House. Moving for impeachment is the indictment, then the Senate would have the trial. Which is so critical that Trump have a large majority in the Senate, which they did get a better majority, but not a large majority. So that's why this whole thing is hit and miss, especially with Ruth Bader Ginsburg preparing to make the jump into hyperspace. But remember, Pelosi's daughter warns Trump, my mommy will cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding, kind of like you've done to America. Or how about all those little kids that get their heads cut off? Hashtag shout your abortion founder. How about we hashtag Alex Jones? They hate that on Twitter. They can ban me, but they can't ban hashtag Alex Jones. Hashtag shout your abortion founder indoctrinates kids in cringeworthy propaganda video. Yeah, you've seen the videos where Gloria Steinem says how great it is to get an abortion and how fun it is. And then women getting abortions about how good it feels. Now, how it's empowering. I'll spare you playing those videos again, but this is a new one. In a tweet advertising her upcoming children's book on abortion. Oh, children's books on abortion. Not a children's book about butterflies or fishing or grandma and grandpa or about the big bad wolf predators like this lady. No, it's a story about how wonderful it is. In a tweet advertising her upcoming children's book on abortion, Bonow shared the propaganda video saying, I'll let a bunch of kids grill me about my abortion, and it was great. Here, let's play some of the video. This is what's force-fed, directed at children on YouTube. Here it is.
When you have an abortion, what exactly do you do to, like, have the abortion?
You go to the doctor, and they put this little straw inside of your cervix, and then inside of your uterus, and then they just suck the pregnancy out. And it was like a crappy dentist appointment or something. It was just like, this is like a body thing that's kind of uncomfortable. But then it was over, and I felt really just grateful that I wasn't pregnant anymore.
I've gotten into many an internet argument about it. Facebook, Instagram, just all the social media.
That's the place where
really,
that goes down.
It's so taboo to a lot of folks, and I don't know why.
Do you think that sometimes it's not okay to have an abortion?
I want to say if, like, if you're being reckless, if there's nothing wrong going on.
I don't know. I just don't agree. Do we want people to just have all those babies?
No.
So what do we do with them?
Put them up for adoption.
I feel like if...
She's here talking to the black kid, the main target of abortion's blacks. He's like, man, I don't think we ought to be doing this. She's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be doing it. Boy, the message. You got to understand, the average white person who's a liberal are the racists. I know them. I run into them. They are monstrous people. So here's this spider creeping over to the black kid trying to normalize abortion to him. Here it is.
I am forced to create life.
Mm-hmm.
I have lost the right to my own life. I should be the one to decide if my body creates a life. Even if you're giving a kid up for adoption, you still, like, have a kid out there somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Are you religious at all?
I believe in God.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that God thinks about abortion?
All right, let's stop right here. I can't watch any more of this. What is YouTube doing, kicking all the Christians and conservatives and, you know, Franklin Graham being kicked off Facebook? But then they got all these new shows we played where they teach little Asian kids that whites are inherently bad and that communism's good. And then it's some rich, you know, Hollywood person producing it. It's all total division, and these people are obsessed with your children. Just like earlier, I covered the video of the amazing Desmond, obviously bombed out of his brain on drugs, talking about ketamine and roofies with grown men and transvestites all over him. Poor little thing. Where are the police investigations? But see, he's a little boy. So it's like, toughen up. We're going to give you hormones to sterilize you and some ketamine. Toughen up. Get up there on stage and dance. But if this was a little girl, which I agree we should do something, the SWAT team would have been there that night. Can you imagine at a gay or straight strip club having an 11-year-old that they advertised for weeks and sold $15 tickets? Now, in the articles we wrote about this, there were a lot of the, quote, gay men who went on Facebook and said, I saw this a week ago. I'm still shaken up by it. There's no place for children. Yeah, not in a straight bar that's a dance bar, not in a gay bar, anywhere. We all know this. But you look at the artwork of who the amazing Desmond is hanging out with, zombie girl jumping rope. Zombie girl with some type of drugs, Toucan Sam with pills, Rohibinol, demon baby. And then the child is hanging around in videos with the demon baby pictures behind him. It's all about, we are going to corrupt your children.
Corrupt the child. Destroy them all.
Now, as you've noticed, I've gotten so busy this hour that I haven't even plugged products or services that our advertisers have at InfoWarsStore.com. And if I don't do that, we won't be here. But you've really come through and supported us. So it's not a gimmick when I keep saying, like yesterday, today's the last day of the store-wide free shipping, free gift, 50-75% off, blah, blah, blah. I've been so busy, I haven't cut new ads. So this must absolutely be the last day at InfoWarsStore.com. But then it will end because we're selling out of everything. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the very best supplements at the best prices and more today.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress